Boarding with a family in mind, 3, 2, 1. We either toss them out or put them in a to-read stack that never gets touched. With a family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman-Morris. I'm talking about those bulk mail, barcode-addressed, multi-folded, innocuous-looking pieces of correspondence from your bank. My bank highlights these flyer-like items with a bright red stripe above which is typed, "Important change in terms notice enclosed. Please read." Do you know what not reading those important change in terms from your bank can cost you? I always open them. I usually scan the topic of the notice. That's what's across the top in bold capital letters. But then I put it into my ever-growing to-do file to eventually read on some flight somewhere when I have the time to take the few minutes that it actually is to read all the fine print. I open the most recent one. I scan the topic, important notice regarding changes to your account and your right to cancel your account. The words changes to your account got my attention. Instead of filing it, I immediately sat down and read the narrow 6 printed panels of mostly minuscule font, because the words changes to your account have new meaning these days as banks and other financial institutions are trying to make money and fatten badly depleted bottom lines. The single-spaced fine print first paragraph of the notice said, "There would be changes to my account in response to market conditions, new federal laws and regulations, and our increasing costs." Okay, if the bank is openly declaring it's going to charge me more for services in order to cover their costs, I need to know the specifics. So do you. Read them when you get them. I'm Valerie Coleman-Morris with the family in mind.